Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello, welcome to the new edition of the Voice of Mongolia in English. Today we will have the news first as usual, and after the musical break we will talk about medicinal plants in Mongolia. Stay tuned. Here is the news. Foreign Minister attends a meeting of the landlocked developing countries. On September 2nd, a ministerial meeting of the Landlocked Developing Countries, or LLDC, was held virtually as the part of the 15th session of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development. In her opening remarks, Foreign Minister stressed that landlocked developing countries are facing more challenges than before due to the COVID-19 pandemic and noted the importance of reducing commodity dependence of the landlocked developing countries, diversifying the economy and increasing the trade volume and level of development. Calling on development and trade partners to set up their efforts in support of other countries in key areas such as transport, logistics, investment, e-commerce, and capacity building. At the meeting, trade and development ministers and ambassadors of Nepal, Bolivia, Bhutan, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Kazakhstan, Laos, and Paraguay, Acting Secretary General of the United Nations and Director General of the World Health Organization, as well as others, delivered speeches and exchanged views on the challenges faced by the LLDCs in trade and development and ways to address them. At the end of the meeting, ministers adopted a ministerial declaration addressed to the 15th session of the UN Conference on Trade and Development, which will take place on October 3rd to 7th, 2021. Mongolia to focus on recovery from COVID-19. On September 6, the Asian Development Bank has launched a new country partnership strategy for Mongolia covering 2021 to 2024 to help the country recover from the COVID-19 pandemic and lay a resilient foundation for inclusive and sustainable growth. Asian Development Bank will support Mongolia in helping those affected by the COVID-19 crisis to recover and to fulfill their potential by giving them better access to finance, jobs, health, and skills. Asian Development Bank will also strengthen resilience, including macroeconomic resilience, and ensure the sustainable use of resources and green development. It will work closely with the government to meet Mongolia's nationally determined contributions on climate change and secure a greener future for Mongolia, in particular through a gradual shift away from the coal, adoption of better livestock practices, and a transition away from the intensive resource use that characterized the match of Mongolia's development. The Mongolia's Vision 2050 and the Government Action Plan 2020 to 2024, which aim to ensure the COVID-19 recovery by boosting economic recovery, job creation, and more inclusive and sustainable development. Disinfections being carried out at schools, kindergartens, hospitals, and shopping malls. In connection with the new academic year, the Mayor's Office of Ulaanbaatar is organizing the disinfection measures in all schools, kindergartens, hospitals, as well as the outdoor spaces of the large markets and shopping malls in the capital city from September 1st until October. Since the start of disinfection measures, 36 large markets and shopping malls, 32 hospitals, over 170 kindergartens, and about 50 secondary schools and universities have been disinfected. In addition, bus stations are being sterilized. Scholars and researchers to cooperate in reducing desertification and soil degradation. On September 3rd, Minister of Environment and Tourism received Director of the Institute of Geography and Geoecology at the Mongolian Academy of Sciences and Scholar of the Institute. During the meeting, the sites discussed the current state of the desertification and soil degradation in Mongolia and the tests being carried out to introduce new technology to prevent further worsening of the issue. Minister highlighted that less than 5% of local budgets are currently being allocated for fighting against desertification and requested scholars and researchers to submit their suggestion regarding the necessary financing for the coming year's budget. Director introduced the progress of works as well as results of research carried out the field research centers established in the provinces of Bolhang, Darhangul, and Tu, and informed the minister about various projects carried out in cooperation with Chinese researchers and desertification. Despite the successful findings, the measures have yet to be properly implemented as there are not enough funds being allocated for science and research. That's all for today's news, and after the musical break, we'll be back with talk about medicinal plants in Mongolia.
Myself, I'm at home, yeah.
Welcome back to the Voice of Mongolia in English. Now we are ready to talk about medicinal plants in Mongolia. Stay tuned. Medicinal plants have been an extremely important part of Mongolian medicine for centuries. Traditional medicine continues to be practiced widely, playing a vital role in the healthcare needs of a large portion of the population. Folk medicine based on experiences of nomadic people has its own unique medical theory, techniques, and medications in Mongolia. They constitute an equally important group of drugs as synthetic drugs and are widely used in both prophylaxis and therapy of various types of diseases. Despite the rich history of the use of Mongolian herbs, many of them have still not been studied. Moreover, the knowledge about many species, even the most commonly used, remains unknown to scientists. Traditional medicine practices and knowledge, including the use of medicinal plants, have been passed from one generation to the next via oral traditions. Without systematic documentation of the role of indigenous plants in Mongolia, we risk losing information about herbal medicine in Mongolia. Mongolian geographical features are primarily Siberian fir steppe, high mountains, Gobi Desert, and Central Asian steppe. Moreover, the raw continental climate, low rainfall, and dry atmosphere provide a specific environment for some plant species. In addition to geographical factors, significant impact on the position of herbal plants in the Mongolian medicine, they have historical traditions, religion, customs, and culture. Under these conditions, a strong position of Mongolian traditional medicine, Chinese medicine, India Ayurveda, and Tibetan medicine have developed simultaneously in the country. Reaching for the oldest history, various species of medicinal plants were used in the daily life of the Mongolians. Famous travelers Marco Polo and Plano Carpini refer in their writings many examples of the use of Mongolian herbs in the prevention and treatment of a number of diseases. Moreover, herbs had been used as a resource of food and medicines for any diseases during the Mongolian Empire. In ancient history, Mongolian medicine derived from Chinese and Tibetan traditional medicine due to geographical locations. An important moment in the modern history of Mongolia, influencing also the development of medicine, was the regaining of the independence in 1911 and formation of the government in 1921 by the Mongol People's Revolution Party that remained under the influence of Soviet Russia. Since that time, the impact of Soviet Russia and the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic reached not only politics, but also the economy, social relations, and science. That's how Russian scientists played a significant role in the development of Mongolian medicine. In the 1940s, the government of Mongolia invited the Soviet scientists to undertake scientific research on traditional Mongolian herbs. That's the first time scientists identified and described many species of rare herbal plants. Currently, it's estimated that about 3,160 species and 108 families of vascular plants exist in Mongolia. Of these, about 1,100 species are medicinal plants, 150 species are rich sources of vitamins, 200 species contain essential oils, 250 species contain tanning matter, more than 200 species are plants that can be used for dyeing, 220 species are rich in flavonoid, 200 species are useful in many industries, more than 480 species are ornamental plants, 280 species contain alkaloids, 65 species contain coumarin, and 68 species are used to control scent movement. 72% of traditional Mongolian medicines are plant medicines, while the remaining 28% are the medicines derived from animal and mineral sources. Over the centuries, many publications on traditional Mongolian medicine have been written. However, few of them survived from the test of the time. Most of them were written in a Tibetan or traditional Mongolian script. The authors of these works were mainly monks who specialized in the development of traditional plant medicines. Moreover, the Mongolian traditional medicine always connects with Indian Ayurveda, traditional Chinese and Tibetan medicines. However, Mongolian traditional medicine did not spread all over the world like Chinese, Tibetan and Indian. Medicinal plants in Mongolia can be classified for internal and external use. One of the external use methods is direct patting, dubbing, biting, and filling through a simple physical processing. Another external use method is when the herbs are used for smelling, washing, and smoking, gargling or bathing through the simple chemical processing, such as calcining or decocting. Decocting with water and taking medicine after mixing with water are the most common early used methods. Externally used medicinal plants used for the treatment of rheumatism and joint pain. As for the internal use, the simplest method is chewing the fresh roots, dried seed that can be directly eaten after frying, and eating the fresh whole plant. This may be considered as a folk dietetic treatment. Tender stems and leaves are also used as a folk diet therapy by the Mongolians. About 32% of the total vascular plants found in Mongolia are registered as medicinal plants, and among them, more than 200 plant species could be used for manufacturing modern Western medicines. The Mongolian plants considered to possess medicinal properties that may contain novel compounds since they are exposed to severe conditions, such plants could become good candidates for modern drug discovery programs. One of the most popular medicinal plant is Altangagnor or rosewood. Its height is from 5 to 30 centimeters, fleshy, and has several stems growing from a short, scaly rootstock. Flowers have 4 sepals and 4 petals, yellow to greenish-yellow in color, sometimes tipped with red, about 1 to 3.5 millimeters long and blooming in summer. Several shoots growing from the same thick root may reach 5 to 35 centimeters. It's used for the inflammation of the lung fever and strengthening the body to enhance the physical performance before exercise or as the way to improve concentration and thinking. There are also claims that it helps reduce physical and mental fatigue, also used as a mouthwash for the bad breath. Another common medicinal plant is Kishun or Bukharian rhubarb. It's around 2 meters tall with dark brown roots and hollow, thick stems. Curved white flowers with long branches. Nutlets are 8 to 10 millimeters long, triangular, dark brown, glossy with narrow, light brown wings. The transverse section of the roots is round. Predere many layered and outer side. Locals from Gobi and steppe areas make jam from flesh of leaf stalks. Leaves used for treatment of abdominal distension, gastritis, food poisoning, and cavity hemorrhage. Also, it's beneficial for upset stomach and intestine and for constipation. Local Mongolian herdsmen fully understand the function and indication of herbal medicines. They used medicinal plants for clearing heat fire, detoxifying, reducing swelling, heat clearing, reducing phlegm, thermal spa treatment, and dispelling coldness and more common illness. Due to the progressive degradation of the natural environment, drastic climate changes, and especially illegal mass acquisition of rare medicinal plants, many species of Mongolian herbs are in danger of extinction. About 30% of natural habitats of rare endangered plant species have been included in areas with special protection. Here we end today's edition of the Voice of Mongolian English. Thank you for being with us and goodbye until we talk again later.
чамаг хайрлахын тулд зарим зүйлийг үзэх ёстой. Магадгүй юм чамаг хайрлах сүлийн зогсоо. Сүлийн зогсоо. Би чамаг хайрлахын тулд зарим зүйлийг үзэх ёстой. Магадгүй юм чамаг хайрлах сүлийн зогсоо. Тулсан амьдралуудын зүрхэн дээр зүрх зам хотыг төтлөх гэсэн миний зан түрэгтэй. Баргийн залуу бүтэр хэрвэн сух тадахад хүүхэд чиг санагдсан болохоор надад цагсан. Хүүхэд чиг санагдсан болохоор чамд таалагдавч хүүхэдтэй болоход бэлэн биш байгаа минь харагдсан. Худал үг сэтгэлээс нүлмэс шиг урсан. Сэтгэлээсээ худал ярихыг чамаас би сурсан. Хүнийг таньж мэддэггүй үг минь таниагүй болохоор хэлсэн бүхэнд би зүгээр чимээгүй зогсоод. Надаас болж өөрийгөө алдаж буугаа мэдэрч түгжээгээ мутлахад би чамаас буугаад үлдэж хаашаа явахаа мэдэхгүй хамгийн том их чөлөө мэт хагцал үзэх тусам бусдыг хайрлах юм өшөө.
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. Your letters and emails are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please send them to English Section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia, or you can send us an email to vom_en@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. 바이 슈테.